Hi, my name is Elizabeth Evans, and I have a few news articles to read to you today. These are collected for me by one of my family members. So many of the things that I'm going to be introducing happen to be things that were collected by Sue Ann Evans.
So the news articles that I have today are not on, like, my grandfather, but they are about my grandfather's brother, Robert Ernest Evans. He lived from 1910 to 1955, and from what I've been told, my grandfather and Robert looked identical, or at least in their later years, they looked very, very similar. And the funny thing that I find in that fact is that my dad and his brother, so that's Robert Byron Evans, my dad, and his brother, William Eli Evans, or my Uncle Bill, they also look so similar, so identical. So that fact, I was like, that rings true. Now, the thing about Robert Ernest Evans, my great uncle, I believe, so he died in 1955, and the news articles that I've got today happen to do with that portion of his life. Robert Evans, I believe, lived in Bicknell. He did. He lived in Bicknell, and he was a coal miner. And so the thing about the coal mines are that occasionally there are things like accidents. Now, the news article that I've got today, this is from I've heard this story many, many times, and I've heard that this is the reason why my grandfather, or not the reason why, but one of the main reasons why my grandfather said to my dad and my uncle that they were not to work in the mines, that they needed to go to college and they needed to find a job that was a little safer than the mines, because he had lost his brother in the mines, so why in the world would he want to send his sons into the mines? So it makes sense in that aspect. But anyway, this is from the Bicknell Daily News. Let's see if it's got a date. So this is from Friday, November 4th, 1955. And the title of the news article is Robert Evans killed at Sunshine. Sunshine happens to be the name of the mine. So it says, miner is crushed by slate fall. Robert Evans, 45, was killed instantly about 7 p.m. Thursday at the Sunshine Mine when pieces of slate weighing approximately 10 tons fell on him while he was working. Employed as a shooter at the Sunshine, he had already shot the hole and continued on to other work. When he returned to take the shell out of the coal, the slate fell, pinning him under. It was estimated to be better than 18 inches thick. No other men were injured in the slate fall, although men were not too far away from the accident. When they heard the crash, they rushed to try and aid him, but there was nothing that could be done as the slate had completely covered the body. Mr. Evans, who lived about 4 miles east of Bicknell on Route 1, had been employed at the Sunshine Mine for the past 12 years. He was born October 23rd, 1910, in Murray City, Ohio, the son of William and Emily Powis Evans, who presently live at 622 Oak Street. He came to Bicknell in 1916 and graduated from Bicknell High School in 1932. In September 1940, he married Annabel Chad, who survives. Surviving besides the parents and wife are two children, Sue Ann, 12, and Dennis Ray, 9. Also surviving are one brother, William, that's my grandfather, of Bicknell, and sister, Mrs. Byron, her name is Carrie Evans, which is then Frost. She marries Byron Frost. We also call him Theodore or Uncle Ted. Anyway, of Muncie. The body is at the Wampler Funeral Home, where friends may call after 6 p.m. Friday. Funeral services will be held at 2 p.m. Sunday for the funeral home with the Reverend C.A. Newby officiating. Burial will be in the IOOF Cemetery. So that was the entry in what I say, the Bicknell Daily News. So this entry is probably from a different newspaper. I don't have the newspaper that it comes from, but it has a slightly different title. It says, "Miner Dies Under Tons of Slate and Rock." It is actually slightly different than the one I just read, so I'll read it as well, but it has the same outcome. I'm sorry to inform you. So it says, "Miner Dies Under Tons of Slate and Rock." Robert Evans of Near Bicknell, victim of accident at Sunshine Mine. Robert Evans, 45, a shooter at the Sunshine Coal Mine, just west of Bicknell, was killed instantly in a slate fall in the mine at 7 p.m. on Thursday. Estimates were that 10 tons of slate and rock fell on the miner, crushing his head and chest. He had been employed by the Wolf Caney Coal Corporation, operators of the Sunshine Mine for the last 12 years. Evans was born in Murray City, Ohio, October 23, 1910, and came to Bicknell with his parents, William and Emily Powis Evans, in 1916. He graduated from the Bicknell High School with the class of 1932. On September 27, 1940, he was married to Annabelle Chad. They lived 4 miles east of Bicknell. Surviving are the widow, a daughter, Sue Ann, age 12, a son, Dennis Ray, age 6, the parents, Mr. and Mrs. William Evans of 622 Oak Street, Bicknell, a sister, Mrs. Byron Frost, it's my Aunt Carrie, of Muncie, Indiana, and a brother, William Evans Jr. of Bicknell. The body is at the Wampler Funeral Home in Bicknell, where friends may call after 6 p.m. Friday, and where funeral services will be conducted 2 p.m. on Sunday. The Reverend Newby, pastor of the Bicknell Church of Nazarene, will officiate, and the burial will be in the Bicknell IOOF Cemetery. Yeah, so like I said, it says about the same thing, but it does have slight wording differences. Now, from my understanding of what a shooter is, again, this is passed down. This is not me actually doing any sort of research. But yeah, my definition of what a shooter is, or what my my great uncle Robert did, was that it was his job to set off the dynamite. And if the dynamite didn't go off, it was his job to go into the mine and like retrieve it. Clearly, there's safety guards that's in place where the thing is not supposed to go off, right? You try to shoot it, you try to detonate the explosives, and if they don't go off, then you do the safety mechanics in order to make sure that it's not going to go off, and then you go into the mine and you retrieve what you had put out, and then you take it back out, try to fix whatever is wrong, and then try to do your job, right? But from what I understand, this is a case, again, this is the story that was told to me. It's been passed down a lot, so who knows if it is exactly perfect. But what I've been told is that at this day, he went to shoot it, and it didn't shoot. And whenever he went into the mine to retrieve it or to do his job, it then exploded, and he happened to be in a spot that he was crushed by the slate. All right, so a couple additional things I've got for him include, it looks to be additional news articles that have to do with what happened at his funeral, and basically like a saying thanks sort of thing. So I'll start with what happened at the funeral. So Evans writes, funeral rites for Robert Evans were held on Sunday from the Wampler Chapel with Reverend C.A. Newby officiating. Roy Buckles sang No Night There and The Garden of My Heart. Pallbearers were Harry Swan, John Chad, Jack Petty, Paul Carrico, Tony Bishop, and Robert Chad. Burial was in the IOOF Cemetery. And then here's that other article. We wish to express our sincere thanks to everyone for their many acts of kindness during the death of Robert Evans. We especially thank Reverend C.A. Newby, Wampler Funeral Home, and those who sent flowers and everyone who helped in any way. And then it's signed Mrs. Anna Bell Evans and children and the Evans family. So I have a couple more things. The next thing is the certificate of death from the Department of Health, City of Vincennes, or County of Knox. And so for the certificate record of death for Robert Evans of age 45, he is stated to be male, married, and white. The cause of death listed is multiple fractures, crushing injuries, accident. Yeah, so the cemetery is the IOOF in Bicknell, Indiana. The place of death was Vigo Township in Knox County, Indiana. Deceased at the hour of 7:30 p.m., which is about the same that the news articles mentioned, which was 7 p.m., so 7:30, 7 p.m. The burial date was November 6, 1955. That would be 3 days after he died, because he died November the 3rd, 1955. The funeral director is listed as the Wampler Funeral Home, the address being Bicknell, Indiana. The physician coroner was, it looks like, Dr. M.L. Turner, something close to that anyway. And that was in Vincennes, Indiana. The record book number has the seal over it, and it didn't copy well, so I have no idea. Something dash 134, and it's on page number 74, and the issue date was, okay. I think this record might in particular have been accessed or issued, but it says September 6, 1973. So not, maybe 18 years after that is whenever this death certificate was asked for, I guess, or copied over. I don't know.